Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Stephanie Phillips joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Or should I say namaste?
Namaste indeed.
So you may remember not that long ago, we talked to my friend JD. He's the pastor at our church, and he had completed 1,000 days of playing catch in a row.
Oh,
and we thought that was pretty incredible. But 1,000 days of playing catch is nothing compared to your 1,000 days. Tell everybody what you have done 1,000 days in a row.
So I have done yoga. I downloaded an app and I just do it on my phone. I learned all the poses. I had never done yoga before. I actually started back during the pandemic when there was nothing to do and taught myself yoga. And I did it. My first run was like 460 days in a row. And then I got sick. I got a kidney stone and it took me 10 months to get back into it. But once I made up my mind, I'm going to do it. And I started on October 1st, 2022 and haven't missed a day.
What is it that yoga does for you that keeps you coming back every day?
It relaxes me. It's the first thing I do when I get up in the morning. It stretches me out and gets me going for the morning. And I can start my day, and it grounds me and gets me, you know, in a good mind to tackle the day.
How much more flexible are you on day 1,000 than day one?
Oh, much more. When I started out with tree pose, I could barely stand up with my foot on my ankle, and now I can have it all the way up to my inner thigh and have no problem standing.
I was literally going to ask you to sit around in tree pose all day because you can.
It is my favorite. I would just, sometimes I'll just stop and just stand, and it's just like, it's so relaxing.
Oh my God.
I had to do a bit back in the day called Yoga Dan, where I was doing yoga poses so they could win tickets to do yoga on the field at Fenway Park. And my entire body cracked like it had never cracked before, just from the basic poses.
What would you say to somebody in yoga for the first time?
It's just try it. I mean, I'm in my late 50s and I didn't think I could. And that's when you find out that you can.
And this is something you did by yourself with an app on the phone.
With an app on the phone. I have never taken a class. I just literally learned the app I have. They actually have videos that show you exactly how to do all the poses. And I just watched it and learned it.
Well, that is an incredible thing you've done. Quite a milestone. 1,000 days of anything.
Thank you.
I think. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's pretty impressive.
It really is. I didn't even realize it until I looked down on the phone, and it keeps track of the number of days. And I looked down, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm at 900 days. So I'm like, well, I can make it to 1,000.
Do you feel like you've had any mental or spiritual progression through this 1,000-day journey? Because I know yoga is very spiritual as well.
It really is. I do it in my bedroom, and I'm looking out the window, and I see the trees, and it really does just help me get more in touch with myself and with just being at peace. And realizing that life is too short and enjoy every minute of it.
Do you think she's listening to our show, Dan, to help her with the Zen as it's happening every morning?
No, definitely not.
You guys are on all the time.
Just not during yoga, Kennedy.
Day one.
You don't do yoga to lose control by Teddy Swims and Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
Well, this is awesome. Stephanie, you are officially now a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo! Thank you, guys. Woo-hoo, indeed.
Well, thank you for
have
sharing that.
Have a wonderful
day. Yeah, you have a great week,
and
too.
Namaste.
Thank you, and namaste.
All right, bye. All right, bye, Steph.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Got to line my chakras.
Do you have... Do you have a Good Vibe Tribe audio candidate?
I do, Carson.
While Dan aligns his chakras.
It's important to have chakras be aligned, really.
They feel unaligned right now, Kennedy.
Well, they probably are, my guy. I'm just saying.
Your chakras are unaligned.
Oh, they without question, sir. They're all over the place. All right, what if we took Sugar, We're Going Down?
Okay, but it was Fall Out Boy?
Mm-hmm, but it was sung by a Disney princess.
Yes, please.
We're going down, down in an earlier round. And Sugar, we're going down swinging. I'll be your number one with a bullet. A really good complex, cock it and pull it. We're going down, down in an earlier round. And Sugar, we're going down swinging. I'll be your number one with a bullet.
I can see she's in her room dancing around, singing to herself, looking in the mirror, looking out the window, longing for the Prince Charming in her life.
She sort of does that. She wears, this is what she does. Her name is Lauren Paley, if you want to follow her on Instagram, and she wears beautiful flowery dresses and sings emo songs.
Yeah, right. There's got to be several spins and like a flowing
as
robe.
As a Disney princess. Yes, yes. She has a beautiful voice.
Yes,
it's amazing.
And then a butterfly comes in and lands on her arm. Thank you, Kennedy.
You bet.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.